The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, October 21st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I have an interesting program that few behemoths actually know about. It is the LJM Maritime Academy. I came across this place driving behind our key. You know, I was going to pay for my car that I had imported, my Japanese car, and I saw a big sign that says school in the back there. And I said, no, there's no school in the back there. There you're on Coral World. I know that place. Coral World. That's where I went as a youngster to look at the fish. And he said, no, there's a big time maritime school academy in the back there. And I said, I need to find out more information about it. So in order to find out more information about it, I have the president of the school. LJM Maritime Academy in studio, which is Dr. Claire. And Dr. Claire brought a contingent with her to help explain what is this LJM Maritime Academy, what it means for Bohemian people, what it means for youth, what it means for our oceans, our marine environment in general. So today, we're going to understand and appreciate the LJM Academy. And without further ado, let me introduce Dr. Claire. Dr. Claire, introduce your staff who is here, first of all, and their position so I can understand who they are. And then I need to get a narrative. I need to get a narrative of what is LJM, some kind of history. And then we'll start our conversation about that. Okay. And talk directly inside the mic. The mic is sensitive, so you can talk directly inside the mic for there. You can take off that top piece. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
Good.
With me, I do have Miss Willamae Johnson, who is actually the librarian for the institution. Actually, she's more than a librarian, I could say, but she's been working with us from inception. We do have Mr. Brandon Wilson. Mr. Wilson is actually our student coordinator. And we do have Captain Selvin Ram, who is with us from India, one of our instructors in maritime, maritime officer. So those are the persons we have with us this morning.
Good. So what exactly is the LJM? Now, amusingly, I recognized the name Wilson. Some time ago, about 2 years ago, my child did a summer camp, and Wilson emailed me back and told me what all she needs to come to bring in order to take advantage of the opportunity. She gets some kind of scholarship. She had to pay for nothing. She just came then and learned about sailing boats and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if that's Mr. Wilson, I'm going to talk to him soon, because I really appreciate that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And a proper response and say, man, just bring the child. You know? So I appreciate that. But exactly, what is LJM Maritime Academy? And when you say maritime, I sure just have to do with a boat and ocean, right?
Yes, the sea. Okay. What is LJM Maritime Academy? Really, like you said, it's a hidden gem. It's an institution that started or was birthed by Mr. Lowell J. Mortimer.
So that's what LJM stands for?
Okay, yes. Good. It stands for that, but people often call it Lowell. It's not Lowell. Okay. We use the initials of his name as the school's name.
I understand.
So it's LJM Maritime Academy.
Okay.
And it's an institution, it's a tertiary level institution.
Tertiary education meaning that's after secondary?
Yes, okay. After secondary. So it's a college, actually. And so it began or was birthed in 2011. And everything over at Crystal Key at the time was renovated and built to facilitate this. Mr. Mortimer put into the tune of some $30.5 million to get this up and running. The thought was, before this, a lot of our Bahamian students did not have access to maritime education. And for them to get this kind of education, they had to go off island. And so oftentimes many of them would have gone to SUNY Maritime Academy, Cal Maritime, Maine Maritime Academy, to the tune of some, I guess, probably $35,000 to $40,000 a year. And that was several years ago. And so the access was not there for Bahamian students. And so what he felt with, and again, being the only Bahamian-owned shipping company here in the Bahamas, Campbell Shipping, that's what Mr. Mortimer's and his contingent they own, they felt it was necessary to actually assist the Bahamas in having more, having their students have more access to this kind of career. So the careers are very wide. You find that you have mostly persons from the Asian part of the world doing this. Asia, Indians, Chinese, the Filipinos, etc., just working on ships. And oftentimes, although this is an archipelago, most of our students only knew about the mail boats, etc. But this is an opportunity where we have more students getting more into the maritime education and training to be seafarers and officers on the large ships like Disney, Carnival Cruise, RCL, Norwegian, tankers, bulk carriers like Campbell's Bulk Carriers. And they go all over the world for this. Now, we talk about the education, and I would just like to say we have several programs at the college. We are an accredited college. We're accredited, registered by NACOB, but we are...
I guess slow you down. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you're accredited and you say you're registered by NACOB. Mm-hmm. I have no clue what NACOB is.
NACOB is the National Accreditation Board of the Bahamas.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. But we are only registered with them, but we are accredited by IMO, which is the International Maritime Organization. Mm-hmm. And for any maritime college to be worth the paper it's written on, it has to be by IMO.
So this is a real college? This is a real college?
Yeah, it's not a dinky college. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's start with the program, right? Uh-huh. You're given opportunities for Bahamian students to have a career in maritime in general. Mm-hmm. I need to understand
what type... That's what I'm going to explain to you right now, okay? We do have several programs that we do offer. We offer a cadet officers program, and we offer a ratings program. The cadet officers program is a three-year program where students will come to the institution for 3 years. The first 2 years, they, study online with us. And the third year, they do go to sea, which we call their sea experience. So that's 2 full years. And I would just like to explain that those 2 full years are heavy years. Like COB, you can go to, or University of Bahamas, you can go and do about 12 hours or 16 hours. Here, our students do like 21 and 22 credits a semester. And their year is a 3 semesters, so it's heavy. And those students who are pursuing this qualification, which is the Diploma in Nautical Science, and it could either be the engineering option, or it can be the navigation option, or DAC, which we call can be called DAC as well. And these students will pursue studies in these areas. And so for those students, you need to have at least 4 BGCSEs, math, English, chemistry, and physics. Or you could have a science.
Okay, so let me slow down for the listening audience who was tuning and want to understand the program. Mm-hmm. I guess this is part I asked Mr. Wilson, since he is the student coordinator, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. My child is interested in one of these diplomas. I need to understand the steps on what they need to do. I'm a parent. I say, my child going to nautical school, walk me through it.
So if you're interested in the nautical science degree program with us, we we do require that you have those English, Math, or Science BGCSEs. For the engineering aspect, that's when we talk about having that chemistry, physics, BGCSE. This is just so that when you come in, we have a standard of what prerequisites you have going into those programs. It's not, let's say, a direct requirement for you either getting in or not. We have a full process. A person's getting into the program in terms of once they applied, we have those results in with their GPA, their transcripts, their BGCSE results. They then, after that, sit a panel interview with the president, the board, and the teacher, an instructor in one of those various programs. And we see what enthusiasm or interest you have in the industry. If you have any part-time aspects where you would have been prior worked in the industry, and from there we gauge whether that person would be a good fit for this program. Like Dr. Claire was explaining, the program isn't the average person wanting to just jump into this program. I would like to say to you, make sure that you have a keen interest in what you want to do. Just as we train those students on campus, the industry is just as that. It's determination, regimented, and you have to be passionate in this industry. Every day is a work day.
Okay, let me ask this. Islands like Spanish Wells, Long Island, where a 13-year-old is on the boat.
100%.
Right? They can do all of that now.
Right now.
But they need the paper and the understanding of it. But they ain't get no BGCSE. Can they be grandfathered in some way? Go ahead, turn
Our ratings program.
The ratings program.
You got to explain that too.
Other program. The ratings program is a program that once you have that passion that you're talking about and that experience, you don't need any qualifications once you're over 17.
Okay.
You can come in for a four-month program. Okay, and that's the ratings program.
And you can explain the ratings program.
Okay, I'll let Captain Ram explain ratings program for you.
Rating programs is meant for the crew assistants, actually, who could work on board a ship or a boat. It may be the ferry or warps or whatever it is. The rating program covers deck and engine both together for 4 months. Within these 4 months, they learn about the nautical side and the deck maintenance in the sense. Maintaining the ship in all other ways, chipping, painting, and all those things. And also the engine side also, the basic knowledge of engineering, plus how the ship operates and how the ship's freshwater generate works, and recycling the spares and stores. And also we talk about renovation of recoiling of motors and pumps, whatever it is. All the practical aspects are involved in within the covered in 4 months' time. And they are just come out of schools and entering into the maritime field. I would say we start from identifying a sides of a ship, not like right and left. It is starboard and port. We start from A and up to Z. We try to complete the syllabus within a 4 months' time. The cadet, the ratings once upon completion of a 4 months' tenure with us, so they will be having 100% knowledge about the maritime, both in nautical side as well as on a deck side. When we talk about the nautical side, they also happen to involved in the driving a ship. I mean, for the better understanding, I'm using. Normally, we say it is a steering of a ship. For that, we need to have a hand-on training, the practical training. We have a working simulator, then a bridge simulator, as well as the engine room simulator, which is a huge amount of investment involved. But when they get into those simulator-based training, SBT we say, simulator-based training, they will have the hand-on and they could feel the how the ship is operating, how the engine is operating, why we need to go to starboard, why we should not go to port, and they could mentally, physically accommodate with the environment, like long swells, waves, heavy weather, raining, all these scenarios being explained during the simulator-based training. And also the engine parts, the motor, the various pumps and motors, which is important for running a ship, and consumption of fuel, how to control the consumption, because it's a cost factor, in fact, and how to reach our destination according to our estimated time of arrival proposed. All these things they can calculate either manually as well as computerized programs are also available. We will ensure that within these 4 months, all these topics are covered. By the time they finish their 4 months tenure with us, they are on board. They are set to drive the ship. I mean, they can steer the boats and the passenger ferries for that matter. And they will have a 100% knowledge about engineering part also. Okay.
So let's talk what I call my E Street language, mm-hmm. right? I taught LJM is where I went to go get a captain's license. Can I get a captain's license at that? Yeah. So let's talk about the captain. Say I want to talk my fishing boat type thing. I want to become a first class captain, a second. I'm not sure how much classes there are. Does that program exist?
Yes.
I'm a young 17, 18 year old, and uh-huh. I want to be a captain. How do I go become
a
captain?
That is what we'll call more or less continuing education courses or
okay.
professional development courses. Yes, we do have Captain A and Captain B. And we do offer a whole string of other courses. Standard of training of watchkeeping for seafarers. And that is a course that I should say a 1 week's program that everyone must take if you're working on the sea. Okay, and that course involves survival techniques, it involves firefighting, it involves first aid, personal responsibility, all those. So there are four areas that they must do before that. And I think we've just added security to that.
Yes.
Okay, so it's five.
Okay.
Okay, but they must do that 1 week's course. Once they've completed that 1 week's course, then they can move into, that's the prerequisite
mm-hmm.
for the Captain B. And the Captain B course is a 15-hour course, which will be probably five Saturdays for 3 hours, or it could be 3 days. So it depends on the person's, pardon me, 5 days.
Okay.
So
let me go over the courses I've listened to you said so far, right? Getting some text coming. There's a Captain A. There's a Captain B.
Mm-hmm.
These some kind of certification classes,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's for several hours. Then there is a rating class.
Mm-hmm. Ratings
right?
program.
A ratings program,
mm-hmm.
which is 4 months.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's two options,
mm-hmm.
engine and deck. So
and,
a person can choose.
Okay, explain engine and explain deck. I'm doing a ratings program,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm
mm-hmm.
applying for one of them. What is an a on-deck one?
On deck rating programs, we cover the ship's stability part of it, and they would understand the construction part. Also, they would go for talk about the watchkeeping and their ship's maintenance, as I already mentioned.
And what type of job I get for that?
A deckhand.
Okay, I understand.
Deckhand
for
yeah.
that rating program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one you called?
The officers program.
No, they're still in ratings. Still in ratings. There's two different ratings.
But both of them are deckhands.
Both
it's
of them.
Just that one works on top of the ship, and one works in the bottom of the ship with the engine.
I understand.
So those are the two areas.
Now, let's go to the next program.
Mm-hmm. Which?
The cadet officers. I assume that's the highest one?
That's the highest.
That's the three-year one?
Yes.
That's the one I got a diploma for?
That's the one you get the diploma for, or you can now, we're about to offer our bachelor's degree in those areas.
Okay.
So you can actually do the navigation or the engineering in those areas.
Let's break that down.
Okay.
At this present time, you have a diploma program, but you're about to start a bachelor's
mm-hmm.
degree program, right?
Yes.
And for the diploma program, it's broken down in two different areas? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, tell me the two different areas I can get for my diploma program, the 3-year program.
Again, engineering.
Engineering.
And navigation.
Now, explain that for me. I say I want an engineering diploma program. Mm-hmm. What kind of job I can get for that?
Right. I'll start with that. It is equivalent to the graduation. As we get admitted in one of, for example, navigation deck cadet program, it's actually comprises of 36 months, in which 24 months ashore training, which he spends with us, and 12 months onboard training. This is the initial stage. After completion of this 36 months shore and the sea experiences, he is eligible to go for attending BMA examinations, that is Bio-Med and Maritime Authorities examinations, which probably involves with the oral VIVA. Once he clears that oral VIVA, he is in accordance with the International Maritime Organization's SOLAS, Safety of Life at Sea regulations, he is entitled to sail as a third officer of a ship.
Third officer of
that,
a ship.
Immaterial of a type of a ship. Could be a passenger, or could be a container, tanker, bulk area, ro-ro, whatever it is. Worldwide, whichever the license issued by the BMA, it is recognized by worldwide maritime authorities. It is internationally valid. Any companies, any ownership, any management, he could join as a third officer.
Okay.
And from third officer to second officer, he could be promoted according to his efficiency. Onboard promotion also possible, and upon completion of one or two contracts with the same company, the company will promote him to second officer.
Okay, so that's 2 years in Nassau, learning like book work and whatever it is, and 1 year on board a boat. How do I get on the internship boat?
Well, what happens before I go to that, though, I'd just like to point out when we talk about also access. If our students, Captain Ram, who's the acting dean as well, I should have said, as he said, these students, once they finish, would have to do the Bahamas Maritime Authority exam, which is the IMOS exam,
mm-hmm.
for certification to actually work on these ships.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like to interject here, once our students finish their diploma program, and this diploma, if you think about it, is $35,000 for 3 years, $35,000, $36,000, whereas persons who attend SUNY Maritime pay $35,000 to $40,000 a semester.
My Lord.
Okay, a semester. And these students, when they go on ships, they are the same level, third officers. So our students get on board as third officers, as well as SUNY Maritime students with a bachelor's degree, we get on as third officers. But just look at the cost.
Yes.
It's varied. Okay, and the next question you asked was about...
I want to know about how do I get on a ship?
Now, okay. What happens is we have numerous, liaisons with many of the shipping companies. Like we have a partnership with Disney Cruise Line. We have a partnership with Campbell's. We have a partnership with Carnival.
Star Cruise.
RCL, etc. And what happens is when these students come in, we actually invite these shipping companies to come in and actually give scholarships to these students.
Mm-hmm.
So most every student will get a scholarship from one of these entities. Some persons will get scholarships of $10,000. Some may get $12,000 a year, $10,000 a year. Some cruise lines will give the whole $16,000 for the whole year, or complete the whole 3 years for the person. Once they've come on, let's say if I give you a scholarship as a Campbell company cruise line, once you finish your training with us, the theoretical training, you then are allowed to go on our ships to do internship. And so your internship is on that ship for about 12 months. However, it's not 12 months continuously. We have what we call tours, and tours may be 4 months. 8 months, 9 months, 6 months at a time. So you will work like 4 months on C, 2 months off C, and continue as we go forward like that. So this is how you will get on those ships. If you're a Disney scholar, at the end of your theoretical training, you'll go on a Disney ship. Then if you're a Campbell scholar, sometimes some of our students are not, what I should say, fortunate enough to get scholarships on some of these vessels. So we're looking to partner with a wider variety of vessels. And hence, we had the government's PPP to assist us in attaining more partnerships with all the cruise lines that come through the Bahamas. We have some 1,500 ships registered in the Bahamas. And if we have 1,500 ships registered in the Bahamas, we are hoping that the government will insist that at least one of our students mm-hmm. is on each of these ships as an intern. So if that is the case, then we wouldn't have a need because there are more ships probably at the time than we have students. Right now, persons are calling at our doors asking for students, and we don't have enough students.
We're talking about the cadet program that was engineering. Explain the nautical one now for the same.
I think he explained.
Yeah. Or for both, one time.
He explained
okay,
that.
Just making sure. Yes. Making sure I get up two of them
yes.
Explained. Mm-hmm. So far, I understand there is a boat captain certificate. Mm-hmm. I understand there is the I wrote that down someplace. The 4 month program one.
Mm-hmm. Ratings.
And then I understand this nautical and engineering cadet program. Mm-hmm. Is there any other program that the school offers?
Not at this time. We do offer courses, numerous courses, like I say, in the standard watch keeping, like helm courses, or we would offer GMDS's Global Maritime Distress Signal course,
high voltage,
ECDIS. But these are all high advanced courses in the seafaring area.
Refreshers.
Some people come in and do that. I must also say that we do offer training also for seafarers on the ships that come in. We do offer program courses to the seafarers that come in. Let's say Disney might say, okay, Dr. Claire, we have about 200 persons who we need refreshers courses for, probably the personal survival technique course, what we call PST. And I'll say, okay, they will come in and do one part on another day as they come to port.
So
and then the next day, they will do the second part.
So you teach international students too?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. We even had students who have come in from Brazil and lived here and did courses for probably about 3 weeks. And we do their training for 6 weeks. We had another contingent that was supposed to come in from just before COVID from Haiti. A cohort of 40, about 40 students, but COVID stopped that, and we aren't. But we do have a few students who are from who are international students.
Okay.
And you mentioned also Spanish Wells. So I'd like to say we do have Family Island students come in, a number of them. But the challenge for our Family Island students, if they don't have family members or someone willing to assist them with housing, mm-hmm. they actually will drop out of the program or do not come in. And so that is one of the things and that we are hoping that will also come out of a PPP, probably trying to see how we can assist students in to have housing. We've been innovative in a sense where we've tried to rent a house and put probably four different persons from probably Bimini, person from Freeport, person from Spanish Well, and a person from Exuma living in the same house with four bedrooms, sharing all the general spaces, et cetera. But we have to be like that because at present we do not have a dorm. Mm-hmm. And so that is a big challenge for us.
I see you also brought in your librarian, Miss Johnson.
Yes.
And let me just try to appreciate her job in terms of all of this. And as a librarian for the LJM, what is your responsibilities in general?
Well, generally, as the librarian at LJM, my job is to support the curriculum that is being offered there by providing resources in whatever format those may be. course, we have access to print. That is still a standard. And we also have access to digital resources, which students can take advantage of, whether they are on campus or on the sea or at home in their bed. So we try to make those resources available for them to be able to do their studies, to supplement their studies, their textbooks, and the rest of that.
So the academics part of it has textbooks and support like that. Like any big university.
Any university. Universities are founded, you know, the central part of universities really is the library and the resources. Because without that, how can students then develop their skills to be, you know, forward thinking, to do research, to get the embedded work done through research? The library is key to that.
I have a text from Mr. Wilson. Actually says, love this. Are you hosting any workshop in all the primary schools in the Bahamas? And I know my child was a primary school student, and she came during the summer, right? And I want to understand the program for young people. Do you make the school available to primary school, junior school, senior schools, and what kind of program is that?
Well, I can say a couple things. We have the Maritime Summer Camp, which we started several years back.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was sponsored by Campbell Shipping. Most recently, it has been sponsored by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a summer, we had for 3 years, the sailing camp, which Ms. J was coordinating, Ms. Johnson was coordinating, and that was with a grant written that she wrote from TK Shipping. And they sponsored 3 years, three summers, where we did sailing camp.
So
in conjunction at with that the time, Bahamas National Sailing School.
And they learned that sailing.
And they spent a week on campus, and they did 2 weeks at the National Sailing School.
Nice.
So they, you know, were able to hone some skills in the sailing techniques during that time.
Okay. Continue.
We also have persons on schools are invited to visit our campus anytime, so they can come at any time. Now, a spinoff of our summer camp, and why we did the summer camp was to sensitize the Bahamian public and more or less the students about the sleeping giant, maritime, the possibilities and the various careers in the areas. It's that summer camp. But when we closed our summer camp, persons were interested in saying, okay, what else can we do?
Mm-hmm.
So we began what we call a Snappers program. And the Snappers program is a program almost like a Girl Guides or Boy Scouts program for seafarers.
Okay.
Or students interested in seafarers.
Like a ranger thing.
Yes, something like that. But we've done it for kids from, I think, grade 6, 8, 5 and 6.
10 to 14.
And we do that on Saturdays, every third Saturday of the month. And so we do have that on campus. So persons can come in and be a part of that.
Okay. We are talking to representative of the LJM Maritime Academy, which is located in back of the fish fry. But how do you... That's
on Maritime Key.
Did she correct me, right? And that was the former Salt Key.
Crystal Key.
Coral World. I own now. They're called the Coral World.
Yes.
And you have the whole entire facility there.
Yes, the whole facility is there. And I must say that we're expanding. We had also a sponsor who is now sponsoring a swimming pool, a basketball court, and a tennis court to us. And another program I forgot. We do the lifeguard program.
Okay.
We do lifeguard program. And we do take training to the family of islands. We have some skilled professors that go to Moores Island, Abaco, Eleuthera, and actually teach the Captain A and Captain B license programs over there, these islands. And they are looking and asking us to do so now in Exuma, Abaco, and Eleuthera.
We're going to take a quick commercial break now, right? The new information I've learned is that if I wanted to work on a cruise ship, I need to go to the LJM Maritime Academy and then matriculate there, because the number of Bahamians say, "Boy, I can imagine joining a cruise ship, but they don't know how." And now you have an entire program that actually matriculates
you. Actually does that. We do have persons who go to SUNY Maritime and some of the Cal Maritimes, et cetera, and coming back and trying to get into our schools so that they can work on these vessels. But we but we have to make sure our students are covered first.
I understand.
But we do assist where we can.
Good. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll continue with our interview with a representative from the LGM Maritime School and opportunities for Bahamians to be in the maritime field. We've known that they have partnered with a number of shipping companies where after you start the cadet program and do your 2 years here in Nassau, you can actually get an internship on these various vessels, right? That's big news. Mm. I'm going to ask about working on a yacht. All my life, I wanted to work on a yacht, and I can't find access. So if you could tell me how I can get as a cook on this yacht and what programs does the school does to get me there, I'll appreciate it. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
There are 1,500 ships that sail through the Bahamas all the time, right? There are big jobs and opportunities for Bahamian youth, Bahamian men, women to get our jobs whilst they're sailing through the Bahamas, right? And the LJM is making these opportunities come through. It's a college where you can get certifications, you can get a degree, diploma, and have jobs with partnerships. You have MOUs with various colleges too.
Yes, we do have MOUs with SUNY Maritime in New York. We have it with the University of the Bahamas. They've been working with us considerably. Also with the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Training Institution here. We now have one with Caribbean Maritime University, which is a great story to tell. We did an MOU with them, and through the American Maritime Foundation, they had called and asked if I would have a student, if I had a student who can pursue their, who would like to pursue their bachelor's at CMU, as we only at the diplomas level. And I said, what about two? I have two. And so the two of those students went down, and that first year, they graduated salutatorian and valedictorian.
Look at that. Bahamians.
Bahamians.
Top of the class.
Top of the class. Jamaica was sort of upset because they said it never happened in their full 47 years of existence. An international person came in, and you know, we are relatively new. The next year, they asked us for two students. We sent three. The three students did extremely well as well. The next year, they asked us for eight. So the numbers are climbing.
There you go.
And so that tells us that we really need to do our own bachelor's degree here. But we have very many, I should say many, success stories. Ms. J could tell you one, but Shante Pearson. Ms. J, you want to talk about Shante? You remember?
Well, Shante, I don't know if that's about a year and a half, 2 years, when the Wonder of the Seas came into the Bahamas. Shante Pearson, who is our graduate, she also graduated with a bachelor's from Caribbean Maritime University.
She was the valedictorian.
She came in, and she was the valedictorian at CMU. She actually was on the pilot boat that brought that ship into Nassau Harbor. Mm-hmm. And she is actually in training, doing pilotage, while she serves currently as a second officer on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Nice.
So she's one of our success. We have Trayvon Ferguson, who's another success. He was the salutatorian with Shante at CMU. He is also a second officer on Royal Caribbean, and they are both doing extremely well. We have four students on RCL.
Six
students on RCL. We have students who have graduated our program, not even doing the CMU, who are serving on Carnival Cruise Line, Campbell Shipping. We have students who are working at BPL, because the same engines that are found on ships are also the engines that BPL uses.
That's right.
When we do our engineering program, the final segment of that program before they go on their sea internship is a 2-week stint at the BPL for a local internship. Mm-hmm. And when we actually took our students there the very first time, BPL wanted to keep our students.
The 12 of them.
The 12 students who were in our engineering program. But we said, no, they're going to go to sea and do their training.
They were committed.
The nautical side first.
The BPL job, will that be like something called onshore jobs? Or?
Yes, that's an onshore job. Mm-hmm. So we have graduates who are serving onshore. We have an assistant port control manager with the Bahamas Port.
Roy.
He's one of our graduates. We have other students who are working onshore, some of them in their own entrepreneurial jobs, starting cleaning companies, working on yachts. So it's a lot of students around who are at Rubis. We have engineers. So they're
Dolphin
all
encounters.
Over the Bahamas. And so that is what we like, because we even have students who are serving on Keys. I understand one of our students is on, where's the salt? Not the salt.
Inagua.
Forgot the name of the key. Aragonite, wherever that is.
Oh, okay, the Aragonite.
Yeah, key. I understand one of our students is there. We have students in Abaco.
If I don't want to go and see, I can actually find opportunity at the school and be on shore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, get one of my engineering jobs at BPL and
exactly.
EDC.
Exactly, yes. So the opportunities are there, and the students get to navigate the world, during their internship. So they've been to places we can only dream of.
And before we transition and talk about your seminar that you're having soon, right? I want Captain Ram to explain the various jobs, like the starting jobs and how high it's possible for one to go. Okay. So I can let Captain Ram do that for me.
Actually, we have discussed earlier up to the grade second officer and third engineer. After that, once they are graduated from BMU or BMA, after 18 months of sea service on board a ship as a third officer or second officer, as a navigating officer, they are eligible to go for oral viva once again to get the class 2 license, which will lead them to become a chief officer of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, after 12 months of sea service as a chief officer, they will come down for further examination with BMA to become a master of a ship, a captain of a ship. That BMA certification is issued as internationally valid because that certificate is issued under International Maritime Organization as per SOLAS Regulation 2 of 2. It is internationally valid, no matter what type of a ship he is joining, no matter which country registered ship he is joining, but he is eligible to work as a captain of a ship. So when you actually see the graph starting from today, by 10 or 12 years' time, one, he or she could be a captain of a ship. The same graph works with the engineering side also. Actual 3-year cadetships starting from LGM Maritime Academy, and then he or she will sit down for the class 4 engineering license with which he can sail as a third engineer of a ship. And then 18 months of sea service, he will come down for further oral viva with BMA. He could be become a second engineer of a ship. And then 12 months of further sea training, which will make him as a chief engineer of a ship. The chief engineer and the captain, which is the final step.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'd just like to also mention here that we're proud of, as he talked about the ones that are on ship, we do have on land. We have our valedictorian, who is female, our first in from the first cohort. Veronica Bonamy. Veronica is now in ship management at Campbell Shipping here in the Bahamas.
There you go.
And then we also have Christian Knowles, who has joined her, still at Campbell Shipping, as the manning officer. Mm-hmm. So we do have them here, and they are graduates, so we're proud of them, you know.
And congratulations to them. I'm excited. There's a lot of opportunities. I'm not sure
that
a number of behemoths are aware that we have a big college in back of the Awaki. What's the right name again?
Maritime Key.
I'm going to write that down. Maritime Key is in the back of that fish fry area.
Right.
And you can go to get a degree certification and diploma there. I did mention before the break, I always wanted to work on a yacht.
Yes.
I want to know how you can assist with that.
Well, we have been assisting because actually we spoke of those rating students, many of them on yachts, and even some of our officers on yachts. They took with their yachts training, with our training, they took the Captain B license and they are on yachts during the training. And you need the SCCW as well. And right now we do have on our books where we're developing courses for yacht education. So hopefully that should be coming out in the not too distant future.
Okay. So you're having a big event soon?
Yes.
When is your big event?
Our big event is on the 24th and 25th of this month.
Okay.
It's our maritime conference.
That's this weekend?
Yes, this weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend.
Okay.
Maritime Conference Bahamas 2024. It is our, what I should say, it's our fourth maritime conference. And they're all, it's an international conference.
It's an international conference.
Mm-hmm.
So who shall be in attendance? And who in Nassau should attend? Or in the Bahamas should attend?
Everybody who's interested in maritime.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. We would like everybody to come. We just don't have the space. But we would hope that persons who are in the maritime field would make it possible.
So what time, where will it be held? And is there any price?
We have space. They're telling me we have space.
Oh, they're reminding me of
space. Come, we have space.
So where will the conference be held?
The conference is at Atlantis in the Grand Ballroom.
Is there any price associated with it?
Yes. Miss J and the coordinator, Captain Ram, is the coordinator. So he'll talk about that. Miss J assisted.
This Maritime Conference Bahamas 2024, it's with a theme with the broadening the horizon of suitable maritime future trends, innovations, opportunities, and risk, under which we have 8 presenters coming in from various parts of our world, our keynote speakers coming up from South Africa. Delegates from CMU, BMA, everybody is coming in. This is a great opportunity for the Bahamian who are interested in maritime sector or in future, who are willing to join in a maritime industry. They can all attend. It is scheduled for 24th and 25th of this October at Atlantis. 8 o'clock, we start with the registration.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. Both the days, we start with the registration. There is a registration form, and also you can fill up online also. There's a little bit of a fee involved in this, and the conference will go on until 1600 hours in the evening, both the days. And for the registration, we do have online links also. It's all already in social media spread out.
Yes, tell me your social media pages so I can find it to get to go in that link.
LJ. So anywhere on social media, Facebook or Instagram, you can find us at LJM Maritime Academy. Our website is ljmma.edu.bs.
And I just go to the link and then follow the link?
Yep, all the information is there on our website. You'll see a tab called Maritime Conference Bahamas. On the Facebook page, we have ads now. Probably if you pull up Facebook right now, that'll pop up. Maritime Conference Bahamas. All the information is there. You can contact us by email, mcb@ljmma.edu.bs. Send your inquiry on the conference. We'll forward over that payment link to you and the registration forms.
You want
to
say the price for the payment?
Again, that payment for both days, for the 24th and 25th, is $500.
Okay.
Each day is $275 per day, sorry. That does include your break and lunch. And then, again, we have various international speakers, very distinguished persons as well. On the Saturday is our Maritime Gala. Is $250, and that is the evening. Same Atlantis Grand Ballroom.
Okay, actually, I do have a caller who wants to engage you. So let me have the producers patch that call through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, see, good morning to you and your guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I tuned in a little bit late to the show, so excuse me if I missed this part already. What are your guests doing to accommodate the people in Grand Bahama with this maritime forum? Reason why I ask, being in the maritime industry for some 25 years, Grand Bahama is known to be the maritime mecca of the Bahamas. When we look at Statoil, we look at Buckeye Terminal, we look at Shipyard, you know what I mean, the industrial hub of Grand Bahama. And this is where a lot of marine traffic comes through, even cruise ships. So I'm wondering, that being said, what are you doing, or are you doing anything to accommodate the people in Grand Bahama in terms of this maritime
training?
Okay, let me let the president respond. Okay, thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you for your question. I can say we've been doing quite a bit for Grand Bahama. Probably we need to do more, but what is happening is we do bring courses or programs to Grand Bahama. As we mentioned, I think I can't remember if I mentioned that we are partnering with BTVI. We are partners with Tarif, and so through those colleges, we are hoping to offer programs from LJM Maritime Academy. Additionally, many of your companies down there will ask us to come to Grand Bahama to offer programs, which we have been doing. Some of the, I can't remember the names of the companies now, but we have been down there and done training for them, simulation training. We've done STCW training. We've done some of the advanced training, such as HELM, GMDSS. We did the high voltage training. But there was specific, the resource, the management program, BRM, Bridge Resource Management Program. So we also did the engineering resource management program. So it depends. If persons would like us to come down and train in specific areas, we do make that possible. And then persons also will come up here and we'll offer special programs. Companies with about 5 or 6 of their students up, and we'll just train them.
Okay, Dr. Claire, in 30 seconds, remind me of the dates of the seminar.
The dates of the seminar are the 24th and 25th of October. Right here at the Atlantis Grand Ballroom. We expect you to be there. Registration is at 8 o'clock that morning. And so just come. You have that passion and you'd like to go to sea with us. So please come on board.
Again, this is Guardian Radio AM. We had members from the LJM Maritime Academy in studio, and we had a great program. Just getting information. Good.
Just want to mention the gala on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Again, the Atlantis Ballroom, 7 p.m.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.